Hi dear friends, we are the 10 of duty today, we are the Hungarian-Polish group. Two tens were given a wonderful opportunity to connect and work together despite the different languages. And now the Creator has given us an even greater opportunity to elevate our relationship with this preparation. It is a great honor and joy to be able to connect even more in the development of the lesson preparation. Now I feel even more about how important is the morning lesson. It is really the center of our lives. We would like to continue the kind of preparation that one of the groups started a few days ago. We will hear quotes from the writings of our sages, and there will be niguns between the quotes. Let us listen the words of our sages, process them internally, and try to connect with each other through these quotes. And let us enter the lesson with this connection and with this one intention. L'chaim, friends.
L'chaim. Excerpt number one from Rabash. Once I have acquired this above-mentioned clothing, sparks of love promptly begin to shine within me. The heart begins to long to unite with my friends, and it seems to me that my eyes see my friends. My ears hear their voices. My mouth speaks to them. The hands embrace, and the feet dance in a circle in love and joy together with them in a circle. And I transcend my corporeal boundaries, forgetting the vast distance between my friends and me. And the outstretched land of many miles will not stand between us. It is as though my friends are standing right within my heart and see all that is happening there. And I become ashamed of my petty acts against my friends. Then I simply exit the corporeal vessels, and it seems to me that there is no reality in the world except my friends and I. After that, even the I is cancelled and is immersed, mingled in my friends, until I stand and declare that there is no reality in the world, only the friends. We'll read it again. Once I have acquired this above-mentioned clothing, sparks of love promptly begin to shine within me. The heart begins to long to unite with my friends, and it seems to me that my eyes see my friends, and my ears hear their voices. My mouth speaks with them. The hands embrace, and the feet dance in a circle in a love and joy together with them. I transcend my corporeal boundaries and forget that there is a vast distance between my friends and I. And the outstretched land for many miles will not stand between us. It's as though my friends are standing right within my heart and see all that is happening there. And I begin to become ashamed of my petty acts against my friends. Then I simply exit the corporeal vessels, and it seems to me that there is no reality in the world except my friends and I. After that, even the I is cancelled and is immersed, mingled in my friends, until I stand and declare that there is no reality in the world, only the friends.
Rabash,
we gather here to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon men, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking of oneself. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for divinity to be among us. And although we have not yet achieved this goal, we have the desire to achieve it. And this too should be appreciated by us. For even though we are at the beginning of the way, we do hope to achieve the exalted goal. We gather here to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon men, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking of one's self. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for divinity to be among us. And although we have not yet achieved this goal, we have the desire to achieve it. And this too should be appreciated by us. For even though we are at the beginning of the way, we do hope to achieve the exalted goal.
Verse number 3.
The impression that comes to a person when engaging in mitzvot between man and the Creator is completely the same as the impression he gets when engaging in mitzvot between man and his friend. Since the impression, since one is obliged to perform all the mitzvot lishma without any hope for self-love, meaning that no light or hope returns to him through his trouble in the form of reward or honor, etc. Here, at this exalted point, the love of the Creator and the love of his friend unite and actually become one. In this manner, one effects a certain measure of advancement on the ladder of love of others in all the people of the world in general. Since that degree that that individual caused by his actions, whether large or small, ultimately joins the future in shifting the world to the side of merit, since his share has been added and joins the shift. Again, from the Arvut, the impression that comes to a person when engaging in mitzvot between man and the Creator is completely the same as the impression he gets when engaging in mitzvot between man and man. Since one is obliged to perform all the mitzvot lishma without any hope for self-love, meaning that no light or hope returns to him through his trouble in the form of reward and or honor, etc. Here, at this exalted point, the love of the Creator and the love of his friend unite and actually become one. In this manner, one effects a certain measure of advancement on the ladder of love for others in all the people of the world in general. Since that degree which that individual caused by his actions, whether large or small, ultimately joins the future in shifting the world to the side of merit, since his share has been added and joins the shift.
Friends, we move to the last part of the preparation. So in silence, let us all focus on each other and pray that all friends can enter the state of Ibur during the lesson. Once again, let us all focus on each other and pray that all friends can enter the state of Ibur during the lesson.